Continuing discussion of Sri Vishnu Sahasranam, 1,000 names of Lord Vishnu. Now, a maybe surprising factor in considering Sri Vishnu Sahasranam is that although all the commentators accept that there are 1,000 names, that's pretty straightforward, it's called the 1,000 names of Vishnu, not all of them agree on what the 1,000 names are, because the Sanskrit language, being the way it is, the words can be broken up in different ways, and so different different names can be extracted out of it. So what we have here at name 738, if you want to take it in the recension that I'm following, that is from Parashara Bhatta, the first commentator on Vishnu Sahasranam from the Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya. So he gives name 738 as Padam Anutamam. But other commentators, notably Shankara, who came before Parashara Bhatta, which doesn't make him superior or better, especially as Shankara's... Yeah, he's an impersonalist, at least externally. But he gives this 700... I'm not sure exactly what even the number he gives, because he gives other names differently also, so the numbering will come differently. But he gives Padam as one name here, and Anutamam as another. So I'll go through. So we have three. What we have is one name to consider if we follow the recension of the Sri Vaishnavas is three names. If we take Padam as one, Anutamam as another, and Padam Anutamam as another. So more bliss. Great. Let's get on with it. Padam. Padam is position, means position, place to be obtained, goal to be obtained. And I'll just go through the Madhva Sampradaya. Oh, Madhva Sampradaya. In Madhva Sampradaya, they also take Padam and Anutamam as two names. So I'm going through the Madhva Sampradaya commentary. He's called Padam because he is attained by the sattvic souls. Padyate gamyate iti padam, mumukshibhi iti. That's the Sanskrit given for that. They attain his feet or abode. By the way, none of the commentators here translate or give the meaning of padam as feet. That would be pada, specifically. From the Madhva Sampradaya, they also quote from the Naradiya Purana. Giyate padamityeva munibhi padyate yataha iti naradiye. The sages sing about his glory stories and finally reach him in their abode. And so Vishnu is called Padam. The Shruti also states, it's from a well-known quote from the Rig Veda, Tad Vishno Paramam Padam Iti Shrutehe, that Om Tad Vishno Paramam Padam Sada Pashanti Sureyoho Diviva Chaksharatatam, etc. So that means that the the saintly persons, they look up to the lotus feet of Vishnu in his abode. So those feet of his, they look up to him. They look up to him in Paramam Padam, the supreme goal, the supreme abode. Then they also quote from Atharvarno Upanishad that he is the Purusha, is ever manifest, present everywhere, present in the heart, and is the great goal. In this longer Sanskrit quote, I'm looking for the word padam. Oh yeah, there it is in the first line. Avihi sanihitang grihacharang nama mahatpadam, mahatpadam. Mahatpadang punya yasho marare. He is the, in the Bhagavatam we have also, samashritaye paddapallava plavang mahatpadang punya yasho marare. The great goal to be reached of beyond the material world, which is very difficult to cross. Bhavam buddhiya vatsa padang parang padam. Padam padam yadva padam nate sham. He is mahat padam, param padam, the ultimate goal to reach by crossing the vast ocean of material existence, which becomes so difficult to cross. Those who try to cross it, they find it very difficult to cross, but it becomes very easy to cross, just like you walking over the puddle formed in a calf's hoof print, which you don't even think about crossing. You might just think of trying to avoid it so you don't get your feet wet. That's about all. But it's certainly not a magnificent feat to cross over the amount of water in a calf's hoof print. So in the same way, for one who takes shelter at the lotus feet of Murari, then it becomes very easy to cross over the whole material world, which otherwise is full of danger at every step. So he is the great goal to be aimed for, or to be desired, or to be looked up to, his abode, which is none different from him. Then the name Anuttama, which means there is none greater than him. This name already came in the first century of names, and thus I won't extensively cover it now. Again, from the Madhva Sampradaya, I'll give some quotes on this, because they also have split this into two names in their recension that they give. None superior to him. That's the obvious meaning of Anuttama. Navidyate uttamam yasmat tat anuttamam. There doesn't exist anyone superior to him. Anutta ma yasya saha anuttama. Not motivated or instigated by others, Vishnu has full knowledge. And he doesn't get his knowledge from anyone. He himself is automatically, just by his very nature, svata siddha. He has all knowledge by his own very nature. That's who he is. Abhijnaswarat. We find in the first verse of Bhagavatam also, he's described as being fully aware, fully knowledgeable of everything. How does he get that knowledge? That's automatically within. It's just independently present with it, inherent in him. It's his very nature to know everything. Antama Aishwaryang Yasya Sa Anuttama. There's no end to his opulences. Therefore, he is called Anuttama. These are all Madhva Sampradaya especially, we're going to find very very subtle and very past breaking down of Sanskrit words. So if you don't understand all the Sanskrit, join me and be confident that It's coming from Madhva Sampradaya, their analysis of the Sanskrit is perfect, absolutely. Srimad Acharya, they quote here in the commentary, Srimad Acharya, which in Madhva terminology means Madhva Acharya. Just like we find in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is often referred to as Prabhu. Prabhu could refer to, actually originally it refers to, or intrinsically refers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It could refer to many forms of the Supreme Lord, but in the context of Chaitanya Charitamrita, refers to, if only the word Prabhu is said, then it refers to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in Madhva Sampradaya, when it's referred to Srimad Acharya, refers to Madhva Acharya. So Madhva Acharya, while discussing the superiority of the Brahma Sutras, Pramanathamam, the superior in, of all Pramanas. That means that all Pramanas means Shabda Pramana is the highest of all Pramanas, the Vedas. But Madhvacharya establishes that the among all the Pramanas, the authoritative sources of knowledge, the Vedanta Sutras, that is the highest. So he's in establishing that, he says, Pramanatamam Anutamam Pramanam Ityartha Yat Vivikshaya Uttama Pramanam Nasti Iti. And he says, although I don't find it in the Sanskrit here, but who am I? He says that just as Vishnu is supreme, or there is none above him or equal to him, so in the same way, he says, just as Vishnu is supreme, Vedanta Sutras are supreme evidence or sources of knowledge. Then in the Madhva commentary also, they also quote the word Anuttamam from the Bhagavad Gita. They quote Lord Krishna saying, Avyaktam vyaktim apannam manyante mama buddhyaha param bhava majananto mamavyayam anuttamam. And the commentary they give here is that the tamasic souls, and that's unique among the Vedic schools, in the Madhva Sampradaya, that they classify all the jivas into three categories. Sattvic, who are mukti yogya, they are suitable for liberation. Then the rajasic, who are suitable for repeated rebirth. And tamasic, who are narak yoga, who are suitable for going to hell. So they say that they interpret this as the tamasic souls do not understand the superlatively supreme and incomparable nature of Krishna, who is indestructible, avyayam. Therefore, Vishnu is anuttama. Srila Prabhupada's translation of this verse. Unintelligent men who do not know me perfectly think that I, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, was impersonal before and have now assumed this personality. Due to their small knowledge, they do not know my higher nature, which is imperishable and supreme. So anuttama here, supreme, very simply. If we say uttama means the highest, of whom there is no higher. Uttam means highest, and anuttam means one above whom there is no higher. So let's go on to padam anuttamam. The two words joined together, Padam means position, goal. Anuttamam means the supreme goal. So various meanings given for this by the commentators. Satyadevo Vashishta was saying that which Padam Anuttamam means he is that goal which is unsurpassed by anything else, and to attain whom it is worth taking the effort and trying to understand him. It's worth doing that. That's the corollary or the implication of the name or the understanding that he is the highest goal. So it's worth striving for, worth trying to get there. For all persons on the spiritual path, he is the ultimate goal. That some think that we will merge into oneness, or by yoga we will stop the mind. There are various understandings of what it means to be spiritual. But the supreme goal, ultimately, everyone has to come to the point of understanding the supreme goal is Vishnu. And once they know this, then there's no higher goal to attain. Bahunam janmanam ante jnanavan mam prapadyate vasudeva sarvamiti samahatma sudurlabha. As Lord Krishna states in the Bhagavad Gita, persons who are trying to become spiritually elevated by pursuing the path of knowledge, which means trying to understand the Vedas. It's not just knowledge in an academic sense, but on the path of jnana, one also has to practice detachment from the material world by performing austerities, and leading a very detached life, always cultivating the sense of non-relation with the material world, generally with the understanding that I am supposed to merge into the oneness, the totality of everything. But after many, many births of this, striving for the spiritual with an incomplete conception or a misconception that they themselves are to merge into the supreme, then someone, not all, but someone who's on this path can come to understand Vishnu is everything and they surrender to him. So the implication here is they understand that there's no higher goal. They were thinking that the highest goal was to merge into the existence of the Supreme. But now they understand that they have to surrender to Krishna. He is the Supreme. I am not the Supreme. He is unparalleled and unequal. He's the supreme goal, especially for his devotees. He is the supreme goal for everyone, but some realize it and some don't realize it. Keho mane, keho na mane, sabtar dash, as stated in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Some recognize and some don't recognize, but everyone is intrinsically his servant. So those who do recognize, particularly those who do recognize, he is their goal. If we ask this different people, what is your goal in life? Well, my goal in life is just to lead a peaceful life. My goal in life is to climb Mount Everest. My goal in life is to become prime minister or whatever our goal may be. But the highest goal is Krishna. For the devotees, their goal is Krishna. For they clearly understand that. For everyone, he's the highest goal, Lord Vishnu. But particularly for the devotees, inasmuch as they understand it. If you ask them, say, what is your... Of course, when we find in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, when he was showing his 21-hour display of opulence, showing himself to be the Supreme Personality to his devotees in Navadvipa, and he asked his devotees present there, Now you ask for a, boon. I will give you a benedict, whatever you want. I will fulfill your desire. And then it was revealed what everyone had in their heart as their supreme goal. What was their padamanuttamam? And for all of them, it's Krishna, but they expressed it differently. Some said, "Let me be firmly attached to my guru, birth after birth," which means to Krishna. It's another way of saying it, because Krishna is very pleased if we're attached to the guru who is his servant. Kolavecha Sridhar, very poor, poverty stricken. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "So, what do you want? I'll give you opulence. You want to be more opulent than Indra?" He said, no, I don't want any of that. I just want birth after birth, that mischievous, talkative, misbehaved Brahmin boy who always comes and wrangles with me and takes my goods, may he continue to do so, birth after birth. His supreme goal was to be harassed birth after birth by Nimai Pandit. Beautiful. Similarly, in the Ramanuja Sampradaya, V.V. Ramanuja, quoting from Namalva's Tiruvaimoli, I'm sorry for the mispronounce, Tamil, where Namalva declares that he doesn't want Sri Vaikuntha. He doesn't want to go to Vaikuntha. Doesn't want to go to Vaikuntha! Then all these Sri Vaishnavas want to go to Vaikuntha. Isn't it? But he says, no. I only want to have the lotus feet of Bhagawan on my head. And we have that with the in the Sri Vaishnava temples. We'll have the feet of Dharmalva, the feet of the Lord, the feet of Namalva on the head. Then another meaning of the name Padam Anuttamam. We could say Padam Uttamam, it's the highest goal, but we're saying Padam Anuttamam gives the same meaning, but it's more stressed even. So another meaning here, taking the word Padam to mean charanam, rakshanam, uplifting, protection. Now this is based on the Amarakosh, Krishna Datta Bharadvaj, based on Amarakosh, gives the meaning Padam charanam anuttamam sarvatam iti padam anuttamam, which means the unexcelled protector of his devotees. We go to Krishna for protection. Who can protect us? Who can protect? Balasya neha sharanang pitaro nrsimha. Prahlad Maharaj was a young boy. Who can protect a young boy? The parents can protect. But the father himself was trying to kill Prahlad Maharaj. He wasn't perturbed. The same Hiranyakashipu who struck fear in all the demigods, the same Prahlad was unfazed by that Hiranyakashipu. Why? Because Prahlad knew that parents, they can't protect. Here I have the parent trying to kill me. Generally, the child thinks that my parent is my protector. But there's so many cases where the child may die in the hands of a parent, and there's nothing they can do. The parents, they can't protect from death. We have on the internet all the time. We see their advertisements. My son is dying, my daughter is dying, I need so many lakhs of rupees, please send it, please send money. I suspect all these things. I think it's probably some kind of scam or something. I don't know. But anyway, the point is that the child is dying from some disease, and the parents, they want to protect, but they cannot protect. So that naturally the parents try to protect the children. But fate is stronger. Balasya neho sharanam pitaron rishinga. Natasya chagadam udanvati majyato nao. We may have a very good boat, but that is not guaranteed protection when we're crossing over the ocean. And the iconic example of this, which came thousands of years, many, many thousands of years after Prahlad spoke this, is the Titanic. Of course, there is one boat which can take us over, which is the boat of the lotus feet of the Lord, but we're talking in the material terms. Taptasya tat trivid here. I don't remember, but anyway, the purport is that you may bring the best medicine for a sick man, but it's no guarantee he's going to be cured. For those who are tvadupekshitanam, those who are inimical to the Supreme Lord, there's no protection. Actually, there's no protection. You can be protected by armies. There's one person in the Puranic literature who's known as Nari Kavacha. He was surrounded by women. He got himself surrounded by women, and they in that way protected himself from soldiers who wanted to kill him because they didn't want to attack the women. But still he had to die. The only protection is Krishna. And particularly, Krishna protects his devotees. He's the swift deliverer from the ocean of birth and death for his devotees. Another quote from Gita. Udara sarva evaite jnani tvat maiva mematam astita sahiyuktatma mameva anutamangatim. Krishna says that anyone who approaches him, he may be materially distressed, artho jignasa, artharati, he may be philosophically curious, artho jignasa, he may be desiring wealth, he may be a jnani, one who is in knowledge of Krishna's supremacy. So Krishna says all these devotees, all these types who approach him are undoubtedly magnanimous souls. But one who is situated in knowledge of me, I consider to be just like my own self. Being engaged in my transcendental service, he is sure to attain me the highest and most perfect goal. So we have there in Bhagavad Gita, Mam eva anutamam gatim. He is the highest goal. Baladev Vidyabhushan says he is known as Anuttamam Padam, Padam Anuttamam, because he is the supreme shelter. Here, Baladev takes shelter as Padam of those philosophers. So this, in this series of names, Baladev Vidyabhushan is giving in relation to various philosophers. He's the supreme shelter. Now, another word, or another meaning of the word pada, is word from this Sanskrit dictionary. But I don't find any of the commentators used it in that sense here. So we can say pada manutamam, whose words are incomparable. His Bhagavad Gita is incomparable. And who is praised by incomparable words, which we'll find coming up as one of the names in Vishnu Sahasranam, Punya Shravana Kirtanaha. Simply by hearing and chanting about him, one becomes pious without any other effort. So, Hare Krishna, we can say, Padam Kijai, Anuttamam Kijai, Padam Anuttamam Kijai, Sri Vishnu Sahasranama Kijai, all the devotees, Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Kijai, and especially we offer our prayers to Srila Prabhupada Kijai. By Srila Prabhupada's mercy, we've been able to enter the vast, kind family of the Vaishnavas who nourish us from Vaikuntha, even now, by leaving, having crossed the ocean of material existence. They leave behind the boat of their instruction. So we're relishing the descriptions by the different devotees of Lord Vishnu according to his thousand names. So all glories to all the devotees, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Vancha kalpatarubhyas charkripa sindubhya evacha patita anam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Dante nidhaya chunakang padayo nipatya kritvacha kakushatameta dahambravimi hei sadhava sakala eva vihaya durad gauranga chandra charane kuruta anuragaha parivadatu jano yata tatava nanu mukharo na vayam vicharayama hari rasa madira madati matta bhuvi vilutama natama nirvishama.